everyone. What a week of cup football we've had, and a lovely win for Leeds to take them top of the Championship. DK and Alex may well be previewing our games next season. But back to this season's Premier League, some tasty-looking matches this week for them to preview, not least Spurs-Man City on Sunday. We've got a few numbers to be crunched to find some value in the Saturday 3 o'clock kickoffs. Robbie Savage is talking about cup replays, and our lower league lads, Pete, Gav and Al, have a best bet each for us. Let's kick off episode 29 of The Punt with third versus fourth, DK.
We do start off with third versus fourth. We'll get to the game at the King Power very shortly. Alex Dunn alongside me.
Hi.
Emma's a Leeds fan again. That comeback in midweek was a good one, and it was something they needed, Leeds United as well.
Yeah, they've been struggling. West Brom have been struggling. Basically, from a position of real power, both of them have managed to surrender nearly all of it to the chasing pack. It does make it interesting. Leeds top as we record this, and it'll be interesting to see what happens between now and the end of the season, because we know that Leeds have this history, don't they, of when push comes to shove, not finding much off the bridle,
faltering,
shall we say. Yeah. So it'll be interesting, but Leeds fans will be nervously anticipating May, won't they?
Yeah, and we record this in a studio in Leeds, obviously. We work with a lot of our colleagues are Leeds fans, so we obviously don't want them to go up this season.
No, thank you.
Leicester versus Chelsea then. Leicester are 31-20 to win this game. The draw 13-5. Chelsea are in the market at 13-8. Loads of enhanced odds on the William Hill website and on the app. I'll spin you through a couple. Chelsea to score in both halves was 11-5. That's been enhanced to 5-2. And if you think Jamie Vardy is going to score first, that was 100-30. That's been boosted to 4-1, but he's going through a little bit of a dry spell at the moment, Jamie Vardy. And Leicester City have been a little bit up and down recently as well. They were beaten by Aston Villa in the League Cup midweek. Mm. And it could have a bearing on this fixture as well. They might be feeling a hangover, possibly. I think they're a good price, though, Leicester. I looked at this game and thought, who's the better of the two sides, Leicester or Chelsea? There's little to choose between them, and Leicester are at home, and they're a very similar price to Chelsea.
We'll start with Vardy.
Yeah.
Because Leicester's sort of mini, it's not really a slump, but their downturn in fortunes have coincided with Vardy being out of form, really. He's had a couple of little problems with injury, and he just hasn't looked the same player since the start of December, really. I do think he'll get back into the swing of things.
I'm sure.
He's a really, really dangerous striker, and I still wouldn't want to play against him. But right now, he's not really firing on all cylinders. You said, who do I prefer of these two? Who's a better team? This season, Leicester have been. And for all that we've said that, you know, they haven't been quite as good in the last 6 weeks or so, they're still 14 points clear of fifth place. So they will be in the Champions League next season. It's a phenomenal achievement. And I've got a lot of time for Leicester. Like you said, when you see it priced up like that with Leicester at home, not many sides go to the King Power and win. And if I'm honest, I think Chelsea would have a pretty big task on their hands here.
Yeah, yeah.
I do not want to back Chelsea at this price. It's not to say they can't win, but this price, not for me.
Just before we get your best bet, watching that game midweek, you had James Maddison and Jack Grealish. That was really the talking point, because we're thinking, who's going to start in that number 10 position for England in the Euros?
Yeah.
Which player do you prefer out of those two?
I prefer Grealish. Maddison is a very good player, I think, in a team that are winning and that are doing well. Grealish plays for a worse team and seemingly every week has to drag them up. It'd be interesting to see what Grealish could do if supported by players who are on his level.
Yep.
With all due respect to Aston Villa players. So it remains to be seen. If Grealish gets even better by playing with these top-class players, I'd love to see him. Maddison, if you'd have asked me at the start of the season, I'd have been all over him. And he's by no means had a bad year, has he? But at the minute, I'd edge Grealish. But that could be recency bias as well.
Yeah,
he's been
fantastic
in recent weeks, which helps. So basically, I'm sitting on the fence, Dave.
Okay, that's fine. I'm really surprised by the odds here. I thought Leicester would be a shorter price. They are my best bet of the weekend, getting out of the way early.
Yeah, you are, aren't you? No, I think I agree that Leicester are probably the play here. Now, Chelsea, away from home, score quite a few. They also concede a lot. So you can look at Leicester and both teams to score, and that's a fair price. But again, I just keep coming back to Leicester, and only Leicester, because when you do add the both teams to score caveat, all of a sudden you need a game that's got three goals in. You may get that here, you may not. The safe bet for me is a home win at what is quite an appealing price.
Absolutely. Leicester to win the game at the King Power against Chelsea then. Now let's crunch some numbers ahead of the 3 o'clock kickoffs with Ben Barrett.
There are six 3pm kickoffs in the Premier League on Saturday, and with implications at the top and bottom of the table, let's crunch some numbers and find a selection in three of them. Premier League champions-elect Liverpool face Southampton at Anfield, and their home form has been well documented as being, quite frankly, incredible. The table toppers last lost a league game at home in April 2017, and it'll take an almighty effort from the travelling side to stop that streak that now stretches over 50 games. Furthermore, four clean sheets in a row at Anfield has further reduced the chances of Southampton upsetting the odds. The head-to-head record doesn't sit in the Saints' favour either. Liverpool have won the last five meetings between the sides, three of them to nil. It's hardly groundbreaking to back Jurgen Klopp's men, but backing them to keep a clean sheet in the process will at least add value. Two sides who will be looking to address a couple of form issues are Crystal Palace and Sheffield United. Both sides have won just one league game in their last six, and with both sides aiming for a top half finish, a win over a mid-table rival might be a step in the right direction. Both of these sides have been able to keep games tight, and there has been just one game involving either of these teams ticking the over 2.5 goals box since the turn of the year. On top of that, these two sides sit bottom of the average goals per game table, so it could be another low-scoring affair. The last two meetings have seen the home side win 1-0, and backing another goal-shy game is on the cards here. Basement side Norwich travel to Newcastle, desperately hoping to back up their recent victory over Bournemouth and close the gap on those above them. Their hosts at the weekend could only draw against Oxford in the Cup last Saturday, but had been picking up a bit of form in the league. Draws at Everton and Wolves and a win against Chelsea had pushed the Magpies up the table and away from the bottom three. The Canaries are already 6 points adrift at the bottom, but have at least been finding the net more of late. Their defence remains leaky though, and each of the last five meetings between these sides have been goal heavy. We've had a 3-1, a 2-2, a 4-3, a 3-2, and even a 6-2 scoreline in recent encounters, and whilst it may be tough to fall on one side or the other for picking a winner, this is a both teams to score banker.
Hey up, Saturday's made for a Bet Boost Saka with some very winnable home games kicking off at 3 o'clock. I like the look of home wins for Liverpool, Newcastle, Leeds, West Brom and Rangers. If you're logged in and you hit your boost button, the price will get bigger.
On to the game at Old Trafford, Manchester United taking on Wolverhampton Wanderers. 5:30 kick-off this one. Manchester United are 6-5 to win the game. The draw is 11-5 with Wolves 5-2. Enhancements you might be interested in. Anthony Martial to score first was 3-1. That's been enhanced to 4-1. Raul Jimenez to score first was 9-2. That's been boosted to 6-1. He's been the man in form for Wolves in recent times, Jimenez. Derek's got some strong thoughts on this game, and we'll hear from Derek very shortly. I'm guessing you can already predict which way he's leaning in
yes,
this one.
Yes, it probably won't be a home win if we know Derek at all.
That's long odds on, isn't it?
He's such a good player.
Yeah.
Because when he came to the Premier League, I had reservations for a little bit of time, and I heard Wolves fans saying, he's so good. And I was thinking, yeah, but he hasn't scored many. And then he hit form. And since then, he's not really looked back. And this is a guy as well who doesn't really get a rest because there's no other option really for Wolves. He is a real force to be reckoned with. And I'm surprised that, with all due respect to Wolves, bigger clubs haven't been looking at him because he's the kind of player that I could certainly see a Champions League side taking a chance on.
Yeah, and I think the positive with Jimenez is the improvement of Adama Traore. That's really factored into his goal scoring this season. Traore's become a player you can rely on in the final third now, whereas he was just quick before. Now he's added that end product and Jimenez is benefiting from that.
And I can see Traore having a big game at Old Trafford because
I can.
The onus is always on Manchester United to attack when they're at home or do a little more attacking than they do away from home. And that will create gaps. And no matter how many left-backs Solskjaer decides to play, because he's been playing quite a few of them recently,
yeah.
I think he will have a bit of joy here. It's an interesting game because you mentioned Martial there. He now has that goal-scoring burden placed on him. Marcus Rashford has shouldered it for much of the season. Mm. In fact, he's been carrying Man U so much on the goal-scoring front, he's broken his back, hasn't he? that's testament to how much he's been offering them in terms of a goal threat. Martial has to shoulder a lot of that responsibility now, and his whole demeanour, it just doesn't do it for me. I think he's a wonderfully talented player, But while Rashford will run and close down and chase, Martial looks quite sulky at times.
Yeah, I think Martial's the sort of player that would benefit from being in a good team.
Completely.
Yeah.
Completely.
And Manchester United come into this on the back of that heroic failure at the Etihad.
Yeah.
Won the game 1-0, but still went out of the League Cup at the semi-final stage. They beat Tranmere, they thumped Tranmere. You predicted that, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it was on the punt or...
No, we didn't do that game on the punt.
Of course we didn't.
They played on the Thursday.
Yeah,
I said to you that they're quite a
good price. And I was like, no, they're not. And they thumped Tranmere. But this is just papering over the cracks, isn't it, really?
Going to Old Trafford should be a frightening experience for the away side. And at the minute, it isn't.
Yeah.
That said, Wolves' record at Old Trafford is pretty dreadful. They don't go there and win, typically. But then you're also basing that on Manchester United being competent.
Yeah.
And at the minute, you could argue that they're not particularly. So it's intriguingly priced up. It's rare that you get Man U odds against at home, against a side that isn't Liverpool or Man City, basically, at the minute. But I still don't want to back either side, to be honest with you. So I think that could be an indication as to where my fancy is going to be.
Manchester United unbeaten in 11 home games in all competitions against Wolves, but Wolves will feel confident going into this one. I love Traore and Jimenez. They're linking really well this season. I'm going to take a punt with Wolves here.
I couldn't put you off that, but for me, the play is both teams to score in the game. Now, Wolves away from home score goals. They also concede goals. There's only three league games away from home for Wolves where both teams score hasn't landed. At Anfield, where they had a goal chalked off because of VAR. At Man City, where City didn't score. And first day of the season, 0-0 against Leicester. I think both teams to score is a really, really solid pick here. And the way that it's priced up, which is practically a pick'em, I think makes both teams score a little bit too big. So though it is odds on, that will be the outright pick in the game. I don't have a strong view on the outright, but I'll take both teams to score.
Shall we hear from Derek now?
Yeah,
because he has got a strong view.
Leicester City were laughing all the way to the bank when they got 80 million quid for Harry Maguire. In fact, they were still laughing when they got back. Man United paid more for Maguire than Liverpool did for Virgil van Dijk. No wonder the United manager wears the look of someone ordered to bed Phil Jones. No wonder the United fans wear the look of someone who already has. The Old Trafford faithful are launching a campaign to beg Fergie to come out of retirement. If he says no, they will instead beg Howard Webb. They're supposed to be the richest club in the world, but I'd say right now Man A is worth more than Man U. Things are so bad that Solskjaer, the manager, wants Sanchez to return from his loan dealer into Milan. Arsenal couldn't wait to release Sanchez. United couldn't wait to release Sanchez. And now Inter Milan can't wait to release him. In fact, there are even some book clubs happy to release him. Given their disastrous league form, it's impossible to see how Solskjaer can keep his job. But it's also impossible to see how he got it in the first place. His credentials were a spell managing Molde and a spell mismanaging Cardiff. That doesn't make him much of a speller. But who am I to talk? I got an A in English. That's how bad my spelling is. United are 5-4 to beat Wolves on Saturday, and that's the most ridiculous price since 80 million quid for Maguire. Wolves should have beaten Man U in the FA Cup a few weeks ago. They should have beaten Liverpool in the Premier League a week ago. They will beat United this weekend. Get on at 5-2. It's been an up and down period at Goodison for Carlo Ancelotti, for Ancelotti's players, and particularly for Ancelotti's left eyebrow. When he leaves Everton, he'll probably go back to his old job, chauffeuring Lady Penelope about. For some reason, his misfiring Everton side are favourites to win at Watford on Saturday. That's the same Everton who have won only 2 of 12 away games this season. Back Watford at 9-5 to give them what for.
What do you reckon to that then? Watford for Derek at home to Everton. Seems like it's a real Derek pick, that one, isn't it?
He likes Pearson, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But again, what he's done at Watford's really, really good. And Everton... they're better than they were, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah,
but
definitely.
But they still... They're not, they lack that resilience that makes me want to bat them away from home, really. I could see Watford winning that, but it's one of those games you won't be surprised if anything happened, really.
I do like that, just reaction, just Everton.
Well, they're better than they were. I was very critical of them early on in the season, and they've improved.
Yes.
And the new manager's come in, and he's made them better. They're still not where they should be, given the amount of money that they spent.
OK, on to the action at Turf Moor. We've got Burnley versus the Gunners here. Burnley are 27-10. The draw is 5-2, Arsenal 21-20. If you fancy both teams to score in the match, yes is 8-11, no is in the market at even money. Match result on both teams to score. Burnley, 11-2 in the market there. The draw, 3-1. Arsenal, 14-5. We've got loads of enhancements on the William Hill website and on the app as well. Burnley to score in both halves was 7-2. That's been enhanced to 4-1. And if you fancy Aubameyang and Lacazette both to score, that was 4-1. That's been enhanced to 5-1. You can build your odds bet as well. There's loads of ways to get involved here at William Hill. And I'm not sure how to get involved in this game. I think it's difficult because Arsenal have been on TV a heck of a lot recently. Mm. We've spoken about them in depth on these punt programmes on numerous occasions in the last 6 weeks. There is improvement there, I think, now. And we are seeing that with the youngsters that have come through. Saka and Martinelli have really improved under Arteta's tutelage. Mm. And I wonder if that's going to spark them to a success at Turf Moor.
It could, but we mentioned it last week. They've won 6 league games.
Yeah.
6. Burnley have won 9. These two have got the same amount of points,
yeah, they're level on points, aren't they?
They're level on points at this stage of the season.
Yeah.
Burnley have won 3 games more than Arsenal. As a sensible betting option, Arsenal, they don't make it particularly viable at the price that they're consistently going off.
But here's a stat for you. Mm. Arsenal have won their last 10 league games against Burnley, which is unbelievable, really.
It is, because you'd imagine that these styles of play coming up against each other, particularly at Turf Moor, would be meat and drink for Sean Dyche. He'd just say, go and get at them. And I have to say that that's in my thinking, because I think Burnley could get something from this game. That is in my thinking that that's what will happen. I just look at Burnley's, the way that Burnley play, which is fairly direct. And it's everything Arsenal don't want.
Yeah, yeah.
Arsenal's 2 league away wins this season have come at Newcastle on the first day of the season, when Newcastle were an absolute mess. Steve Bruce decided to play 6 defenders and 1 midfielder. It didn't work. Then, later on, Arsenal beat West Ham away from home, when West Ham were an absolute mess as well, and Pellegrini went soon after that. Mm. So there's your 2 away wins this season. That doesn't make me want to back them again at very close to even money this time around. So I've got to be looking at something pro-Burnley in this game. It's just what you go for, because Burnley are all or nothing at home. So it does make it slightly more difficult.
Let's get the bets for this one then. Usually at this juncture, I'd put up a pick and then you'd ridicule it and come up with something completely different. That's not going to happen this time, because I've got no selection for this game.
I've got quite a strong one. I'm quite keen on Burnley, to be honest. Arsenal away from home, just the 2 wins all season. They've only won 6 games full stop. Burnley level on points with Arsenal at this stage of the season, which is incredible in itself. I think Burnley will go and get at Arsenal and bully them here. The only caveat is that Arsenal have drawn 7 games on the road in the league this season. Yeah. Burnley yet to draw at home full stop. That could happen here, so I'd have it on my side, but I do think a home win could be the way to go. So I'll tell you what, I'll play draw no bet Burnley. It's still a big, big price. I just think Burnley will get at Arsenal here.
Burnley, the bet for Alex. Maybe look at draw no bet if you fancy a little bit of security in that game as well. And now it's time for Robbie to rant about something else.
FA Cup replays, should they stay or should they go? They have to stay. All you've got to do is watch the celebrations of the Shrewsbury Town players and fans, the way they ran onto the pitch, the fans celebrating as if they'd won the FA Cup, congratulating the players full of emotion. Yes, they've drawn, but they know they're going to have a day out at one of the world's biggest football clubs, most iconic stadiums, Anfield. What a day that will be for the fans. What a day it will be for the players. These fans and players might never experience that ever again. Not just that, the football club, the funds, the income they're going to get from these 2 games could help a lower league club buy a player, get a loan player, help the academy. It's a massive source of income, the FA Cup. That's why the FA Cup is magic.
Let's move straight on to Spurs versus Manchester City. I suppose this is the big game of the weekend. It doesn't quite feel like it to me, because you've got Spurs 36 points behind Liverpool, Manchester City 19 points behind Liverpool. Obviously, that's because of the Reds and their dominance so far this season. But you expect 2 clubs like this to be much closer to Liverpool at this stage of the season. And I find it a little bit underwhelming, personally. What about you?
I'm really looking forward to this game. Yeah. I think it'll be a really, really good watch. between two sides who, when they go forward and it clicks, are fantastic to watch, and both who defensively, when they're not on it, are pretty appalling.
Is that because it's Pep versus Jose as well, or not?
Do you know what? It hadn't really crossed my mind until you mentioned it off-air a couple of minutes ago that it was this pairing. Because I still don't think of Spurs as having Mourinho in charge, really. It normally takes a bit of time. No, that'll be an interesting subplot, won't it, to this game?
Yeah.
Earlier on, when we used to punt back in the summer, when everything was rosy, I made the point that if you don't have the ball, you can't score, basically, when we were talking about Man City. But that isn't the case in the slightest, because basically what City have done all season is have 80% possession in most games and still concede once or twice in games. It's happened far too frequently. So basically that isn't true anymore. I'm abandoning it as a catchphrase. It's gone.
All those T-shirts we had printed are
what are we going to do with them? So that does make me want to look at something pro Spurs here. In the last, I think, 23 games for Man City, they've only kept 4 clean sheets in all competitions.
Yeah, that's astonishing.
2 of those were against Sheffield United. One was against Fulham, and Fulham were down to 10 men from the get-go. And the other one was actually away at Arsenal, which isn't too bad. but Laporte coming back may well mean that Man City are a little more defensively resolute for the rest of the season. I still think Spurs will score here, though. I know Harry Kane's out, but I still think Spurs have got enough about them to cause problems.
We've got to this point and I've not given you the prices yet.
Oh, sorry.
They could be informative here.
Yes.
Let me do that. 5-1, Spurs to win the game.
One job on this.
Detroit 17-5. Manchester City 52-100. Enhancements available here as well. City to win by 3 or more goals in the match. That was 3-1. That's been enhanced to 7-2. If you fancy Son Heung-min and Sergio Aguero both to score in the match, that could be interesting.
I like 15 this one.
To 4 out to 5 to 1, that
yeah.
is, which is intriguing. You can build your odds, of course, on the website and on the app as well. Yeah, I don't mind that goal scorer bet.
No.
And you nice. Think this is going to be entertaining, don't you?
I'd hope so. I still think at the prices you can't back City, really. Spurs are quite tempting at the price that they are, but I think for a main bet, I'd probably focus on Son.
Okay.
I think I know that with Kane out, people will look to him to score goals, but I just think he's a fabulous footballer.
2-1 he is to score any time.
That seems okay to me. It's a game that is quite difficult, but I'd be looking at Spurs goal scorers really for value, because if you're siding with anything pro City, it can be quite difficult when they're so short.
It is. Jose versus Pep. It doesn't quite feel like it, but it is. They're so far behind Liverpool, these two teams. They're playing for position in the league. I'm going with a draw in this one.
I think City are too short, but I'm going to leave the outright out of it. If I was pushed, I'd probably go for Spurs in the outright betting, but only just. Son Heung-min, though, is probably going to be the bet for me. I just think he's a fabulous footballer, and with Kane out, he's obviously got a bit more license to do his own thing. I think he'll cause problems. Now, when these two met in the Champions League semi-finals last year, he caused no end of problems, scored in both games, scored a brace, actually, in the away game. I think he could score a brace again here,
right,
you know.
Okay.
Now, for him to score any time is the sensible bet, but if you are looking for something ambitious, Son to score 2 or more is a crazy price. So we'll go for that.
Okay. Son to get 2 or more in the match is an intriguing selection from Alex here in the studio. And now let's get some best bets from the guys that focus on the Football League, starting off with Pete Farries in the Championship.
The nap this week is going to be Preston at 11-10. Why? Well, they've won 3 of the last 5 at home, scored a lot of goals in that process, and they're taking on a side who've lost 3 of the last 5 away. Stoke dispatched Swansea midweek as well, and Swansea don't look right on the road, whereas Preston, general improvement in form and very good home form generally speaking. Odds against for Preston, for me, way too big, so they are the way to go against Swansea, and 11-10 is a good price for the nap of the week.
My nap is a side who are scoring plenty, winning plenty, good combination, could go top of the table as well if they beat Burton Albion at home. It's Rotherham United. They're 10-11 to win, but I'm going to boost the price by looking for goals in this one. They did beat Ipswich 1-0 at home, Rotherham, but generally their games have been over 2.5 goals, and Burton away from home, well, they've won 4-3 at Bolton recently, and last time out drew 2-2. So they've scored 6 in the last 2 away games. Rotherham to win, and over 2.5 goals, 19-10, my nap.
If you're putting together an acca this week, you have to put Plymouth in. 4 wins in 5, 7 league wins in 9 at home to a Newport side whose place in the top half is based almost solely on home form. Only 12 of 39 points have been gained away, and they've lost 5 of their last 6 away in the league. So Plymouth 19-20, fine. But Plymouth have scored before half-time in all of their last 9 league home games, 14 first-half goals in total. In fact, only one Plymouth League 2 game has been goalless at half-time since September. And Plymouth to be winning at half-time and full-time, that's 19-10.
Thanks to Pete Gavanel. You can see their naps on screen here as well. I'm sick of looking at this screen at the moment because my total just keeps dwindling with each passing week.
You were so good, weren't you?
I was. You predicted this, though, didn't you? You said there'll be a fall from grace for you, and it's happening.
I've been
slowly.
Consistently.
Yeah, you consistently poor.
Average. steady. Yeah, I quite like Leicester to win.
It's a good
one
price.
Of your solid naps.
Oh, thank you.
Because recently you've gone for
I'm not taking advice from you.
Just why don't you put David McGoldrick up again? I still can't believe you did that. If you didn't tune in a few weeks ago, you put a guy who's not scored all season to score any time, which is best bet of the week. 2-1. Make me sick. Al's doing really well. Well
he
done,
is,
Al.
Yeah.
Pete.
We're happy about
Pete's
that.
Pete's doing
we?
What you're doing, actually.
Yeah.
Up and down.
Mostly down recently.
Yeah. Gav's doing okay. I'm not doing so well. Derek's not doing as badly as he was doing.
But he messaged me last week after his nap. West Brom went to West Ham and won. I think it was 100-30. So really good nap from Derek. Yeah. And he messaged me as if it was just shelling peas and as if he did it every single week.
Yeah.
Not quite the case.
No. He's with Watford. We've touched on that.
Yeah.
Don't mind that. I've gone Burnley draw no bet. Again, you could say that someone in my precarious position in the table should just go for Burnley.
Yeah.
I do think they could win that.
You like chipping away, don't you?
Yeah, 6-4. It's a really safe bet for me.
Okay, mine's 31-20, by the way. Thank you for your company.
Cheers. I won't be here next week. And you're not here the week after.
Yeah.
We're getting our own winter break. You're going skiing, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Can't wait. If you've not been skiing before, do try it out.
Sorry, we're now sponsored by skiing.
A lifestyle programme now. thank you to Alex. Thank you everyone that's tuned in and watched or listened to The Punt. Check out all the betting at williamhill.com and on the app, of course. Lots of enhancements available for the Premier League weekend as well. And someone will be back alongside me next week. It won't be you. Thank you for your company and we'll speak again soon.
And go skiing.